Accession number 6374, rule number 5.
Mr. Maguire, rule 5.
They said, "Who did this to you?" And we said, "The troops at Ubi camp." And they said, "If they did this to you, we shall go and kill them." So we said, "No. They will be tried for what they did." So from there, we went to this hotel where the Americans processed us, and I sent a telegram from there to my wife to say that I was all right. From there, we went. The Americans took us across to the hospital ship, American hospital ship, the USS Consolation. And from there, we went down to Okinawa and landed at Okinawa, where the American troops were, and we went round and round and round getting Coca-Cola all the time. And from there, we flew in a B-29 bomber back to Manila, landed there and transferred from one airfield to a smaller airfield, and boarded a Dakota which landed near the city. From there, went on board a ship, an American Kaiser ship, and went off through the Pacific and stopped in Honolulu, of all places, Pearl Harbor. We were not allowed to go ashore, not allowed to talk to the press, because everywhere we went, an officer said, "Don't talk to the press because you'll come under the Official Secrets Act." So from Pearl Harbor, we set sail for... we didn't know at first if we were going to San Diego or Seattle, but eventually we made it to San Francisco Bay. Went into San Francisco and got a great welcome from the mayor of San Francisco, who shook hands with every person that came off that ship. From there, we boarded a train. It was a hospital train, and we were told by the nurses, "Stay in your cots." That's bed. "Don't move, everything will be brought to you. Food, everything." From there we went up to Washington State. We stopped there at a town, Bing Crosby's birthplace. I forget the name of it, for a week. Then we went by train. It was a Canadian National Railway train. Over the border, near Vancouver, but we didn't touch there. I went across Canada, stopped at... at Winnipeg, and people loaded crates and crates of apples. Another sergeant myself had a private room on board that train and eventually made it to through Toronto, Montreal, and it snowed in Montreal. Then we crossed the border down to New York, and there we were greeted by the mayor of New York. From there, we got on board the old Queen Mary. And the Queen Mary right across to Southampton. From Southampton to London.
Has your POW experience changed your attitude towards the Japanese?
Oh, yes, yes.
What do you feel about them today?
Well, commercial-wise, as I say, you win the war, but you lose the peace. I still think, as that Kempeitai person said, within 100 years, this place and yours will be flowing with blood again.
Which place?
Singapore and Japan.
You mean another war?
Another war, yes. The Japanese said they will never forget what happened to them.